You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government recently announced it would increase funding to the New Zealand Pharmaceutical Agency, also known as Pharmac, by $604 million over the next 4 years to fund the treatment of 54 new drugs, 13 of which are cancer-treating medications. The announcement came after the government experienced widespread backlash when cancer treatment funding was left out of the annual budget announcement made last month, going against National's promise during the general elections to increase funding for certain cancer treatments. For our weekly catch-up, I spoke to the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez-March to discuss the party's take on the government's recent announcement and decision. We also talked about the government's introduction of a new sentencing category for young offenders and the implementation of check-in requirements for job seeker beneficiaries. The government recently announced a $604 million increase in funding to Pharmac over the next 4 years to cover 54 new medicines, including 26 cancer drugs. What's the Green Party's take on this?
Look, of course we welcome additional funding for cancer drug treatments, but the reality is what we need is tax reform to adequately and sustainably fund Pharmac, which is the agency that procures those life-saving medicines, rather than playing political football at the election around specific drugs. Additionally, the other key point is that because of the way the government has done it, they've now left very little money in future budgets for any initiatives, which means any interventions in the health system will be greatly reduced in years to come because of that lack of political courage to have tax reform to fund our health system and fund those life-saving medicines.
The decision comes after the government received quite a large amount of backlash for leaving out cancer drug funding from the budget announcement last month. Do you think that both the announcement and the amount of funding was prompted by the criticism, or do you think that the government was already on the way to funding cancer treatments?
I think the public can see it for itself that the government did break a promise, and after a huge amount of backlash, they had to basically use money for future budgets to be able to cover the costs of those medicines. At the end of the day, what this speaks of is the need to stop playing political football over cancer drugs and actually resource Pharmac adequately so that more life-saving medicines can be funded.
Subsequently, what do you think about the government dipping into next year's budget to pay for cancer treatments?
Well, it's irresponsible, and it's completely in line with a government that refuses to tax the wealthy few to fund our public services, including life-saving medicines, by funding Pharmac. The reality is that now the government has even less money to support our health infrastructure, our frontline health services, our GPs, and the people who actually support people prevent getting sick in the first place.
Lastly, are there any other gaps to medicine access and cancer treatment access that you think the government needs to address as well?
Well, one of the key things that Pharmac needs to do better is around the community consultation to ensure that they're making decisions based on community needs. But that goes back to the lack of adequate and sustainable funding for Pharmac. We reject the government's move to fund medicines based on how they impact productivity for workers, because that sets a really dangerous precedent for disabled people around eugenics-based decisions based on how many people we can get back to work based on how those medicines work, as opposed to just how well they enable those people to live their lives.
Okay, moving on to the next topic. The government recently introduced the Young Serious Offender Sentencing Category that would allow judges to send offenders between the ages of 14 to 17 to military-style academies. What's the Green Party's take on this?
Well, this is, once again, government completely ignoring evidence and going ahead with programs that have actually done very little domestically and internationally to prevent reoffending. The Prime Minister himself said it on Monday, but he actually does not care about the evidence. He just wants to try something different. And what we know from the evidence is that if we invest in issues such as housing, income support, and allow parents to be in the best position to raise children, that we actually can reduce youth offending rather than setting kids down a path of criminalization and reoffending, as military-style boot camps have proven here in New Zealand and overseas.
While speaking to The Wire yesterday, National MP Tom Rutherford said that the boot camps would be a new style of military academy with significant changes being made to how they were previously implemented in the 80s and 90s. How would you respond to this?
Oh, look, they're going off vibes, and there is enough evidence domestically and overseas to show us that those academies don't work. We've just had Autism New Zealand come into Parliament today, and they told us how neurodivergent children are often criminalized and how services to rehabilitate them often don't meet their needs. And so the reality is that military-style academies to rehabilitate people don't work. We need investments in the areas that prevent crime in the first place and genuine rehabilitation interventions to support people, particularly young people who may find themselves criminalized, rather than putting them in an experiment that hasn't been shown to work.
Okay, moving on to the last topic for today. The government recently announced it would be implementing a work check-in requirement for those on the job seeker benefit and that they would have to attend a seminar every 6 months to discuss their job search progress. What's the Green Party's take on this?
We've been really clear that this is a government that cares more about punishing people rather than supporting them into work. The key thing with these check-ins is that we know from evidence that they're not tailored and they don't actually connect people to jobs that meet their skills and aspirations. This is about a government that has a goal of getting 50,000 people off the benefit, and it doesn't matter whether those people go off to work or simply off the benefit. And this shows that the government is just putting in place interventions that allow MSD workers to sanction beneficiaries, take away their income, get them off the benefit, as opposed to getting people into good-paying employment.
Does it feel like a bit of an insult to injury that the government is coming down harder on job seeker beneficiaries in the middle of a wave of unemployment caused by public sector cuts?
It is rich for the government to cut around 6,000 jobs from the public sector and then talk about the need to get people into employment. As I've said many times, this is not a serious government, and certainly not a government that is serious about getting people into good paying secure jobs. This is a government that wants to cut off access to income support at any cost to be able to produce tax cuts. And this is why the Greens have been fighting for to end poverty, but then also to have systems that connect people to jobs that meet their goals and aspirations rather than any shitty job that does not actually support someone in the long term.
Since 2017, the amount of people on the benefit has increased by 70,000, with 40,000 people having been on the benefit for more than a year. Wouldn't you agree that the government needs to take stronger action to ensure that people come off the benefit and that they aren't abusing the support they receive from taxpayers?
Well, that's implying that people on the benefit are inherently abusing the support system that they have. And I think that the key thing here for us is that actually what we need is a strong income support system. We need to recognize that many people on the benefit are actually doing critical work to our economy, such as caregiving, raising children, looking after our elderly. And some of that work actually does not get recognized within the welfare system as contributions. And many people who are on job seeker support are disabled people who actually should be on a different type of benefit and haven't been enabled to have the right assessments to move on to things like the supported living payment. And we will never achieve any of those things if the government keeps being single-mindedly focused on getting people off the benefit rather than prioritizing things like ending poverty and creating good-paying, secure jobs.
Lastly, how would the Green Party address unemployment and try to get New Zealanders off the benefit?
Well, we simply don't think that getting New Zealanders off the benefit is a useful goal in and of itself. When it comes to addressing unemployment, one of the key things that we can do is ensuring that people have the support that they need, for example, when they're raising a family, so that you don't have to choose between looking after your children and remaining in unemployment. And additionally, what we would do is ensuring that we continue bolstering initiatives like Jobs for Nature, which actually supported many people to enter employment from when they were receiving a benefit, rather than cutting those initiatives and actively driving up employment by manufacturing job losses to lower inflation.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.